Many of you may remember apartheid. Apartheid is a word in Afrikaans, which is a language of South Africa, and it translates into separateness. Apartheid was a system of institutionalized racial segregation that existed in South Africa and the country we now call Namibia from 1948 until the early 1990s. And I'd like to share with you what I consider a beautiful story of political and social change. The system of apartheid was not brought down by guns or violence or even by changing politicians, but by changing the wind. And it was changed with the virtue of hope. Pope St. John Paul II was an outspoken opponent of apartheid, and he even went so far as to call for economic sanctions against the country of South Africa. Also, in the face of racial injustice, people of faith began to pray together. And as a sign of their hope that one day things would change, that one day the evil of apartheid would be overcome, they lit candles and placed them in their windows so that their neighbors, the government, and the whole world would see their belief. And their government did see. In fact, they passed a law making it illegal, a politically subversive act, to light a candle and put it in your window. It was seen as a crime, as serious as owning and flaunting a gun. The irony of this was not missed by the children. And at the height of the struggle against apartheid, the children of Soweto, South Africa, had a joke. Our government is afraid of lit candles. Eventually, those burning candles and the prayers and hope behind them changed things in South Africa. The government was morally shamed by its own people, so it conceded that apartheid was wrong and dismantled it. Hope had changed the wind. And during this season of Advent, Christians light candles as a sign of hope, just as we did before Mass with the lighting of the first candle of the Advent wreath. But lighting a candle in hope is not just a pious religious act. It can be, as I just told you, a subversive one, a prophetic one, a prayerful trust that the Prince of Peace, our Lord Jesus Christ, is coming to change things, and that we who are subject to him hope that things can change in a broken world, and that we can do our part courageously, subtly, to bring about that change. Hope is not based on whether news is good or bad on any given day. The daily news, as we know, is better on some days and worse on others. If we hope or despair on the basis of whether things seem to be improving or disintegrating in terms of world events, our spirits will go up and down like a roller coaster at Dollywood. Hope looks at the facts, looks at God's promises as we hear in scriptures during this season. And then, without denying the facts or turning away from the reality of the news, lives out a vision of life based on God's promise, trusting that a benevolent, all-powerful God is still in charge of this world. And that is more important than whether or not news is good or bad to us on any given day.